Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David G. Guerra, and I'm also the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. How are you doing today? How's it going? We are here at episode eight. There we go. And 8 weeks now, and I hope I'm giving you a different insight. If you've already been walking around and doing that around your organization and taking care of business and leading. But if not, I hope this helps get you going. And as I said, if you have been, I hope this helps along the way. So I appreciate you listening. Let's dive right in. Rule number 7 this week is what we're going to talk about, and it's called share well with others. Communicating information with others is critical in any high-intensity situation. When situations are unfolding, the ability to share information is that much more essential. In the summer of 2008, Hurricane Dolly was bearing down in South Texas. As the lead regional IT person for the agency where I worked, it fell on me and my staff to ensure that all networking equipment was taken offline, secured, and ready to return to service after the storm had passed. This was definitely going to be a daunting task, as we not only had to secure 16 buildings at the primary facility, but also the 4 remote sites, while ensuring that my staff was back home in time to take care of their personal property and be with their families during the storm. Well, somehow, someway, before Hurricane Dolly arrived, everything we were able to plan and prepare for worked the way it was supposed to work out. Wow. Throughout the entire process, we were communicating with all the sites, our central office in Austin, and with local staff to ensure that everyone knew that the data connections would be terminated at each site so that it could afford the longest possible uptime, as well as provide safe travels to and from for my crew. Luckily, everything went off without a hitch. Hurricane Dolly came and went with minimal damage to any of the agency's structures. Aside from a few flooded roads, all the equipment was reconnected as quickly as possible. So, share well with others. Always be certain to share well. However, you should know that you are not there to get anyone in trouble. Instead, you are there to be seen, to see others, and to be available. Fortunately and unfortunately, at some point you're going to have to talk to others about what you have seen, heard, and learned. This can get tricky, especially at first. However, once you're well entrenched and you're walking around, talking to others about what you have encountered will get easier. Once people know and understand that your intentions are nothing more than to benefit the organization, things will run much smoothly. Sadly enough, this can be a long and bumpy road, so be patient. And whatever you do, don't give up. Never give up. Although it will take a while to get the communication to flow, and to flow smoothly, it should not hinder you from sharing information that you have acquired with others. You may ask yourself, with whom should you share this information? It's quite simple. Everyone. At a minimum, you should share with your supervisor and the heads of the departments you're reporting on. Of course, some information cannot be shared with everyone, and this must be compartmentalized. Do the best you can to ensure that sensitive information is handled no further down or across the chain of command than it needs to be. What are you sharing? Well, you share everything. The good, the bad, and of course the ugly, no matter how ugly it turns out to be. This means you cannot go around pulling any punches. It also means that you not only have to be authentic and genuine to the ones who see you walking around, but you also have to be authentic to the people that you are sharing the information with. Above all, you have to remain true to the people you're talking about. At some point, some of them will feel you are their only conduit to the top, to management, and you better be delivering the goods consistently and constantly, and of course, accurately, every time. The rule of share well with others is also a shining example of why it is so very important to take accurate notes. When you are passing along the information you have picked up during your walks, have specifics, and sometimes even having exact quotes is priceless. Your intent is not to become a snitch, but to become someone who will not pull punches nor distort the facts when it comes to sharing the information. Failing at this, as previously mentioned, will certainly lead to credibility and authenticity issues, which, once damaged, are very difficult to recover. And that's the bottom line, folks. Share well with others. Pass along that information. Communicate with each other, and you have to. You can't just show up at a facility and say, you know, my guys couldn't just show up and say, oh, hi, I'm here to take down your network. What? We had no planning. We didn't know this. How are we going to be able to talk? We've got this situation going on. No. You plan it well ahead of time. You communicate ahead. And they start to understand that you're only there for the better interests of the organization as a whole. Because if any of that equipment had been damaged by water or shorted out or blown up by a power surge, it would have been weeks, months before that organization or that location got up and running. And the same thing within your organization. Say one of you are walking around, you stumble across some critical information that could possibly lead to a litigation situation or a safety issue among the employees, and you fail to report it, you fail to talk to others about it, and you fail to address it in any manner, guess what? Trouble's brewing, trouble's coming, and trouble's going to head your way, without a doubt. It's just that simple. But once they realize that, hey, look, he's not here to mess around, but he's here to help us. He's here to help the organization. People look at you a little different, and that's a good thing. You want to be looked at a little differently. But you also start getting a reputation of the one that they can trust to deliver the goods. They trust you to tell them the way it is. They, and I say they as in everybody, up and down the chain of command, the people you're visiting to your supervisors, to your superiors, to the C-level, they all trust that you're not going to pull punches, you're going to tell it like it is, and that you are there for a reason. What you're doing is valuable to the organization. And the moment you start saving them time, you start saving them money, and definitely you start saving them lawyer fees, then trust me, they're going to see what you're doing, and it's going to be worth something. So don't hesitate to share with others. You're not a snitch. Don't make yourself out to be a snitch, because then that quickly, it's a fine line, don't get me wrong. But don't give them the impression that you're just there to be a snitch. You're there to spy on people. And I'll talk about that a little bit later on. That's it for episode 8. I hope you've enjoyed it. Again, I want to hear from you. My name is Dave and David. And my email address is dave@davegarrett.com. I want to hear from you. Tell me what you think of the podcast. Like I said, if I need to go longer, I need to make it shorter, I need to stop what I'm doing, or I need to continue and keep adding more, then by all means. If you got any ideas, any questions, I want to hear them. Send them over, and we'll explore them, and we'll dive into them, and we'll dissect them, and we'll have a good time. But in the meantime, I want to hear from you. Dave@davegarrett.com. I thank you for listening to the Walking Leader Podcast. This has been episode 8. Until next time, get out there and walk. Ask questions. Shake their hands. Get to know them. Look, listen, and learn. And don't forget to share well with others. Until next time, have a good one.